ZipRecruiter.com/build for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/build.
It must be, it has to be, with that big sound it's gotta be, KSPO.
KSCO 1080 on your dial.
You're listening to KSCO, serving Monterey, Brookdale, and San Lucas.
Good evening, it's KSEO Santa Cruz 608, a beautiful Sunday evening. Hope everyone's having a fantastic weekend. I'm Jason Struby. Let's take a quick look at the traffic. Highway 17, heavy, northbound, backed up for a long way up to Los Gatos. It's like an 8-mile parking lot northbound. 101 has gotten lighter, although things still about 5 miles an hour. They're approaching Morgan Hill and backed up for a while. Before that, slow and go from Gilroy. Southbound looking good on all major roadways right now, including 117, 101. Your other major connectors look good as well, except for the usual Sunday night 156 rush. You may want to take Blackie Road. I would. Weather tonight, patchy fog and drizzle along the central coast, a low near 57. Patchy drizzle in the morning, sunny in the afternoon. Tomorrow, high near 70. 608, time for My Two Cents with Wes Holes.
It's time now for My Two Cents with Wes Holtz and friends. This program is for entertainment purposes only. Before investing in anything, do your due diligence and your own research. And now get a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen and pay attention. Here's Wes.
Good evening, everyone. I hope that you're having a great Sunday night. I know I am. I've been kind of jumping through my ass all week, but made it here to the show, and I think we've got all the technical difficulties actually taken care of, so now you can actually hear me without me being on the phone. Isn't that nice? Anyway, you're listening to us on KSCO. If you want to give us a call, call into 831-479-1080. This is going to be kind of like an open mic night. Anybody can talk about anything that they want to. Robert should be calling in here in a little bit. He, as he said last week, his sister passed away, and he's tending family business, but he plans on calling in here in a little bit. So we welcome his phone call at any time, my buddy. There's been a lot of exciting news on the Amphill side of things. I know that every time, I keep on thinking that the show is going to go on to something else, but every week we get more news about AmPhil, and I get excited, and then we have to sit there and talk about it. It's something that we have to do. This week, bringing it up, the computer's working great, fantastic, glasses on, wherever I put them. AmPhil this week announced that they are going to essentially the Grow Zone and the Snakes and Lattes subsidiaries of AmPhil are going to stay under AmPhil Technologies, and Interlock Kings is going to branch off and be another whole entity by itself, and they're going to give all of us AmPhil Technology stock owners free stock on the new subsidiary or the new public company. So I'm very excited about that. Anybody that wants to call in and talk about AmPhil tonight, 831-479-1080. One of the other things that I wanted to talk about tonight was, and I'm probably going to be crossing a line because that seems to be what happens every now and again, and then you get in trouble, so I'm going to cross the line tonight. The reason I called this My Two Cents, this radio show, wasn't just if I wanted to talk about the investments that we're dealing with and the Investor Hub gang and a place to talk shop, but that if something did happen, that I could talk about it and voice my opinion on it. And here's what happened. A couple weeks ago, a buddy of mine, another host on KSCO, said something that, frankly, I completely disagree with 100%. I think that he was wrong in saying it. I think that he shouldn't have said it, but he did. But this is free speech. And somebody decided to do a, how's the best way to put this, a poll on Facebook whether he should be fired or not. Let's see, how do I want to put this without, see, I got to be careful because you can't say any swear words. This is an independent radio station. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. Did he incite violence? I don't think he did. I think he was stressing his opinion. I think that, yeah, do I agree with it? No. I think that he was off his gourd in saying it. But but he does have the right to talk about it. He has the right to free speech. And when you provided that whether you agree with him or disagree with him, I don't think that he should have been suspended either. That's my ultimate opinion. When I found out he was suspended, I was like, wait a minute, hang on. He's on this radio to, frankly, bring up his points of view. That is his points of view. That's what KSCO is about, is the different points of view of different people. 831-479-1080 is the line to call in. That's another thing that I want to talk about, too, is that when people have their opinions, you don't have to... You can disagree with them, you can argue with them, and that's what the point is. That's what talk radio is. It's about arguing your points of view. Why should somebody get suspended for something that they say? I don't think that he did incite violence. I don't think he wished violence on anybody. I think what he was trying to do was, he is obviously somebody that is a liberal, who I completely disagree with, and he'd be the first one that will tell you that I go back and forth with him all the time on his points of view. But I don't think that if anybody actually listened to him thinks that he wants violence or anybody hurt, you're crazy. The guy's not like that. Jason, we got any phone calls yet?
No, I'll let you know.
Okay, thanks. Anyway, I'm in Pennsylvania, so I can't see the board. So call in, give us a call, 831-479-1080. It irritated me a lot when I found out that he got suspended. I think that I understand the point of view of the talk show host, and I understand the point of view of the station itself. But isn't that what we promote on this station? Is that battle? Isn't that what it's all about? I mean, with my old show, with my gun show, I've said some very, very controversial things in that show. Did I cross the line? Yeah, I crossed the line a bunch of times. I never got suspended. It didn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me now why he's being suspended. But that's my point of view. So anyway, 831-479-1080 is the number to call in and see if you have anything to say about this.
So we got a call. We got a couple calls coming in. We got Russ from Renton. I'm just going to throw him up on the line right now.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Take me a second, actually, because I don't have my phones all squared away in here yet. But
we're working on all these.
We'll be right with you, man.
Let's see if we can get on. We're still working on some technical issues.
All right. Okay, here we go. Russell, can you hear us?
Yeah, I sure can.
All right, Russell. You're on the air with Wes.
Wes, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. How's Pennsylvania?
It is hot and muggy today.
Well, we hit 98 degrees here in Seattle, Washington.
Oh, that's hot for there. That's very hot for there.
It's extraordinary. My wife is going to kill me because I said I was going to install central air conditioning, and it hasn't happened yet.
You know where Kent is, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I was there for many years working for a company up there called Utilix. And I did that. I was out in Puget Sound. I was on Orcas Island for a long time. It was a great time. I loved it up there.
Oh, it's great. I just retired from the Boeing company here in Seattle, and it is just a wonderful, wonderful place. Anyway, I just want to reiterate on what you said at the opening of the show last week. Amphel Technology, symbol AMFE, on the OTC exchange, announced a reward to shareholders in the form of dividend shares in a spinoff for its subsidiary Interlock Kings, which I think is mostly hardscape construction. And they're planning on adding world-class construction companies, as I understand it, and bring it into the spinoff under its own trading symbol. And as the shareholders know, the shareholders of record for Anfield Technologies will now receive not only their original shares that they have in their account, but will also receive a pro rata share dividend of the new company going in at no cost.
That's awesome.
I've been an investor for many years, and my question is, Wes, how many other OTC stocks have you ever known currently trading under 10 cents a share to reward shareholders like this?
I haven't seen any. It's actually kind of amazing what's been going on. Do you get that sense that something big is about to happen?
I think big, honestly, is a gross underestimation.
I agree. I haven't talked to him. And my goal while I'm out here, I'm going to try to hook up with Roger Mortimer, the CEO of Amphil, and broadcast from one of the Snakes and Lattes locations in Toronto or in Canada. And that's my goal. Hopefully I can get up there in the next month or so. I am just wondering that there's so many different things that are going on. You hear the speculation, you read the speculation on the blog, right?
Of course.
Here's what I think is going to happen. And this is just me. Nobody's told me anything. This is just me speculating. This is my opinion only. I think that they are very close in franchising Snakes and Lattes and that subsidiary alone. Now, and I'm talking, I don't know. I don't want to say too much because I don't want to be so wrong later that people can sit there and point back at me. But I believe that, honest to God, I think that's going to be the Starbucks of board game cafes. That's what I think.
I agree with you totally.
And I am so excited that I have stock in this company. And I'm long-term. And I think I've said that before. I'm long-term. This is not stock that I'm going to sell or anything. I believe absolutely in that management structure. And with the GrowZone technology, with what's going on in the legalization of marijuana in all the different states, that's a whole other animal that's going to be huge.
Right. The question I have, the other, and I mentioned this before, these other growers, when they start bringing their product to market and they have to go through all their stringent testing and their product doesn't make it, it's going to have to be destroyed, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The testing, the regulations that are coming out right now, let alone, here's the other thing that people aren't thinking about. The certain labs that they're going to have to use, it's not like some lab's going to be created and they're going to be able to get things underneath the table. The labs are going to have to be certified. And so many labs aren't certified to deal with this. And the cost of getting their product certified is going to be astronomical. When you're growing it with the technology that we're talking about, once it's certified, that's it. It's done. And it's on the market.
But for those companies that can't get their certification, I don't think that they would risk trying to go in the black market.
Well, no, I don't think that they can't now. I mean, anything, one, let's just take our state for my state example, it's California. Right now, the dispensaries, they're not testing. All they're doing is going off the word of the growers that no pesticides or fungicides were being used. That's it. There's no testing going on. I don't care what they say or what they do. Now here on this station, you have the cannabis connection with Christopher Carr. This guy knows what he's talking about. I've had a lot of good conversations with Chris and plan on having more conversations with him as well, because I'm absolutely open to telling you this, I've talked to Ambrose. I want to bring the GrowZone technology into our local community where this radio station comes from with Chris, who is, you know, he knows all the guys from High Times and all the different, he's a player. I mean, he's a real player. And I absolutely plan on trying to bring and have a working model of GrowZone in our county where people can come and see it.
Wow, that's great.
I mean, I'm working on that now. Maybe I'm not supposed to say that, but that's what I'm working on. I mean, that's how much I believe in the product. That's how much I believe that's the only way that you can guarantee that marijuana is grown without pesticides, without pests, and without fungus.
I think that's very, very important in this multi-billion-dollar industry.
Now, I agree. But
hey, Wes, do I have time for one last question?
Of course, man. This hour is all about just saying what we want to talk about.
Okay. Well, my last question concerns gaming. You know, I've been following the growth of the board games, and it seems the pendulum is now in full swing, going from video into the board game industry. And I read an article about a week ago that the board game industry is a little bit over $9 billion a year. You know, as Snake and Lats continues to grow with their exclusive deals, and now we're in the publishing business, we're going into the publishing business. You know, I got my pen and paper out, and I said, you know, if they only got 1% of that market, which is, you know, pretty small, that would be $90 million a year in annual revenue by today's standards.
And they're doing more. Aren't they doing more than that now? With all the distribution on the Amazon,
Snakes and Lats got 1% of a $9 billion business.
Right.
Right. Well,
that's
if
a
you
lot.
Throw in the international deals, then it would just be astronomical. So I just see incredible things going down the road with this company.
You know what blew me away was the transition from what's going on with that. I had no idea until I found Snakes and Lattes and Amphil that the board games were coming back. And it's amazing how their restaurants – which essentially that's what they are, right? Is the cafes are right. packed all week long. Doesn't matter what hour of the day. Have you seen the pictures?
I was at Target earlier today, and to be honest with you, the last board game I've ever played was probably Monopoly.
Right.
When we were in Target going down the gaming aisle, the board game aisle was full of people. It is making a very strong comeback.
No, it's amazing. I know this. I keep saying this sounds like an Amphil Technologies commercial, and maybe it is. But the fact of the matter is, it's not a commercial. Nobody's paying us to do anything.
Oh no.
I'm that excited about this company, and what Roger's doing with it, and what Ambrose is doing with it is phenomenal.
Great. Hey Wes, thanks for taking my call.
Not a problem, bud. Call back anytime. Next week we'll have hopefully a little bit more stuff to talk about. This week's been crazy.
All right. Thanks, Wes.
Appreciate it, Russ. We got C10BM in Miami.
Miami, Florida.
You're on the air with Wes. Oh, he just dropped off.
Just dropped off?
Yeah, call back.
Talk to Miami? Call back, please. I want to know how the weather is in Miami.
All right. We got Gray in Capitola. What's up, Gray? You're on the air with Wes.
Gray, what's going on, buddy?
I actually snuck over to SoCal.
Oh, you made it all the way to SoCal?
You got to call back then and reintroduce yourself from SoCal.
Just kidding.
Capitola Gray from SoCal. That's what everybody knows me as. Anyway, I was in a hurry. I thought I'd get on really quick and get off. But I wanted to say something about the suspension. I didn't hear about that. I totally agree with him being able to be on the air.
And we're talking about Billy Sunshine, which is one of the co-hosts of Flight 1080 on Wednesdays, and I'm the co-host on Flight 1080 with Ben and Dave on Fridays, and
he's good, he's really good for the advertiser, you know, over at the pizza place.
It's not just about that. It's about that Dave brings different co-hosts with different points of view on the show on Flight 1080. And we're supposed to talk and debate all that. And I get that he went over, from their standpoint, going over the line. But, my God, that's who he is. I mean, I don't want, except for not saying cuss words and stuff like that, I don't want anybody to be stifled. And that's what it feels like to me. It feels like that he's being stifled. And I disagree with it. And I'd much rather disagree on the air with Billy face-to-face versus, wait a minute, he said oh, he's suspended? Well, who the hell are you to sit there and pull him off the air? There's a lot of people that, as much as I sit there and give him a bad time, there's a lot of people that like him, too. And I just don't think it's cool. I really don't. And I know that I might be getting myself into trouble, too, with MZ or with Rosie or with Dave. I don't know. I'm just going to tell you what my opinion is. The guy wouldn't fly. I know him. He wouldn't hurt a fly. It is just a conversation, and people lost their friggin' mind over it, and it's not cool. Debate him
Some people don't understand what he's saying either. Like I can disagree with you sometimes, but I'm not going to call up and say, get rid of Wes or get rid of this person this particular day.
Absolutely not. Not for something that somebody says. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. It just doesn't. And I'm not here to defend Billy or anything like that. He doesn't even know I was going to talk about it. But the fact is, it just bothers me because, I mean, as crazy as some of the crap that comes out of his mouth is, that's part of what I don't know how to put it. It's part of the flavor of KSCO, right? Am I wrong about that?
I think this is all about, right? Yeah.
I mean, like you said, you can disagree with me every single minute of the day, especially if I'm going off on my conservative stuff, you know, as far as I voted for Trump. I don't give a crap what you think. I voted for Trump.
Yeah.
Billy obviously didn't. Him and I argue. That's what it's about. Different points of opinion.
When you guys are arguing or talking about your points of view, some people might not know, like, for example, like who to vote for, and they might say, oh, well, now I agree. I understand what Wes said, and I like that, or I understand this point. So if you don't get insight, you know.
Absolutely. We can't get our information from the siloed we were talking about this I talked about this the other day on Flight 1080. You know, if you only listen to Fox or you only listen to MSNBC or CNN, you're wrong. You need to grab what's the word? If you don't read the newspaper, you're informed. If you do read the newspaper, you're misinformed. You have to collect the information from everywhere.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Anyway, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, not a problem, man. Anytime.
And thanks to Jason too. Have a good day.
Thanks, Gray.
Thanks.
So we should probably hit the break here.
Is it that time?
Now. Yeah.
All right. How many minutes do I have, Jason, before I have to get back?
How many do you need?
Well, I need at least 8.
All right.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Bye.
This is KSEO, My Two Cents. We'll be back.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call Andy or Phyllis Anderson at 888-245-0300. That's 888-245-0300.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate with friends, family, and delicious Mexican food from Delicomena Marketing Catering. Celebration has been tradition for over 30 years at Delicomena Marketing Catering. Let your taste buds enjoy chili verde that melts in your mouth or their famous carnitas that sizzle. Planning a wedding, business meeting, or family event and need delicious Mexican food that's affordable? Call Delicomena Marketing Catering. Take advantage of these summer specials. One small tray of rice, one small tray of beans, 8 pounds of mouth-watering carnitas, plus tortillas and fresh salsa for only $99. Hurry, this special won't last long. Stop by our deli for daily hot specials starting at only $5.25. Summer means celebration, so make it delicious. Visit DelicomenaCatering.com or like us on Facebook. Make your celebration not only a feast, but a fiesta. God bless America and Delicomena Marketing Catering, where we cook delicioso, you celebrate happy.
I'm Gary Shapiro, and I invite you to join me Mondays at 7 for From the Bookshelf. Each week, I talk to authors, actors, musicians, graphic novelists, and artists about their work. It's always interesting, and you can hear it right here on KSCO, Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey. From the Bookshelf, Mondays.
Recently on Good Morning Monterey Bay,
I think KSCO should create like a visor / tinfoil hat.
You know what was really funny was yesterday morning, and I called in to talk to our producer Chad, and I said, "Hi, do you have any tinfoil hats for sale?" And he went, "No." I said, "Chad, it's me, Rosie." Oh.
You know, we have a lot of tinfoil, too. We have that industrial roll of tinfoil that, I swear...
We do.
Might have been used
I've used it
during
to make
atomic
them.
Testings.
I've used it to make them. I've walked into the studio with a tinfoil hat on. Why not? If we've got large grey slope things coming over here, I need a tinfoil hat.
Large grey slope things.
Yeah, that's what's coming our way.
Don't miss Good Morning Monterey Bay weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on KSCO. And listen anytime on the KSCO mobile app.
Michael Olson's second law of the food chain. The farther we go from the source of our food, the less control we have over what's in our food. Now that so much of our food comes from thousands of miles away, we should all get together Saturday at 9 a.m. as the Food Chain Radio Show tracks down who is putting what in our food. If you have a comment about the second law of the food chain, tell me, Michael Olson, all about it at metrofarm.com. Now, see you all on KSCO Saturday at 9 a.m. for some What's Eating What Radio on the Food Chain.
What day was that?
Is your internet connection slow? Do you experience outages or dread calling customer support? How about your latency? Etheric Networks can help you. Etheric Networks is the Bay Area's locally owned alternative to DSL, satellite, and cable. Etheric provides fast, reliable, symmetric internet via our wholly owned network of towers covering the Bay Area from Salinas to Santa Cruz to Sausalito. We install a 2-foot dish on your building and point it to one of our towers to connect you directly to the major data centers of Silicon Valley. Etheric directly connects to Tier 1 companies like Google, Facebook, and Amazon to ensure high-quality service from your building to the world. KSCO Business Special. Business service up to 10 megabits per second symmetric for as little as $299 a month with a $399 installation fee. Etheric also offers high-end 100 megabit and even gigabit and 10 gigabit service starting at $599 a month with installation starting from $500. Etheric Networks. Call 650-399-4200. Etheric.net. That's Etheric.net.
Back to the second half of My Two Cents. I'm your host, Wes Hulse. Robert is out of here this weekend. Like I said, his sister passed away, and all our blessings to him and his family at this time. It's never fun. So, hey, Jason, do we still have more phone calls?
Yeah, we got a couple. Let's go to Wendy and Ben Lomond. Wendy, you're on the air with us.
Wendy.
Well, condolences to Robert. I am actually getting my feed through my phone now. So I'm hearing myself really loud.
Oh.
So if I sound a little off, but that's my reason. let's see. Billy's point that every life matters was not best expressed by the example he used that day.
I agree.
Yeah, I kind of want to just say, go have a lot of fun on your vacation. Go to Plump Jack something, because that's such a great example of how to invest in your own family and creating something you'd never believe would happen. You know, Gordon Getty invested in his son Billy and his friend Gavin Newsom and created a wine shop in San Francisco on Balboa. But still there with quite a little empire, and we had a mayor get elected through one of their businesses, the Matrix, which was a rock and roll hub up there, and another great place to check out just for the history with the Jefferson Airplane. And
so, Wendy, let me ask you, do you think Billy should have been suspended?
Well, he needed to be employed first.
Well,
I mean,
he's just kind of a
hired guest. You know?
Right. I get that. But do you think that he should have been taken off the air because of what he said, or do you think that people should have been able to debate what he said on the air?
Yeah, the debate didn't happen, and that was the problem I had later in the show. It kind of didn't know where to go. I haven't heard it again. I don't even know of all the facts. He was defending the workers who'd been killed at the post office, and then something just happened, and terrible example.
More or less what he did was, and again, I don't want to repeat what he said, but he implied that more Republican House of Representatives should be that more should be shot at, or what? I don't even want to say it like that. But again, he was talking. I didn't take it that he meant it. I understood that he doesn't. He's not a conservative, so he. It's just like I wish, like God would take Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi. I mean, not that I want anything bad to happen, but I think they suck. Right. So it's the same thing. Right. If I say something like that, taken off the air,
you'd have to listen to it again. I don't think you actually meant the Republicans. It was more classist generally.
Well, maybe it was.
Four workers had been killed, and Dave didn't want to talk about that. He wanted to talk about the senators, and he got upset and said, well, what if it was four senators getting shot at in a car? And why is that so different?
Well, right, because he was talking about the UPS workers.
He made
a comparison to the UPS workers versus the thing that happened in Washington, D.C., that nobody even talked about the UPS workers being shot and killed up in, I think it was San Francisco or Oakland, wherever it was. And he was upset about that, that it was more of a, people were concentrating on the Republicans that were shot on the baseball field versus the people that were actually killed. In a way, I kind of agree with that because, you know, here's a total workplace violence that happened. People actually got killed. I mean, that's beside the point, I guess. I'm just saying is that he should have, if people had a problem with him, debate him instead of kicking him off the air. Because yeah. The guy does have has his points. Not that I agree with him. I'm not saying that I do.
Yeah, I can't say that I really think that the suspension is all that bad because it was an issue. It was when you have to wonder if they're going to send the Secret Service, 2 weeks suspension. You know, like I said to him, just go out and have fun. Let's know you're having fun. Come back and tell us all kinds of fun things. And that's the best I can say. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Jason.
Thank
who
you.
Else? Thanks, Wendy. Colin. Who else is on the line? Jason. Hello.
Remember what we talked about?
What's
that? That's all right. No, that's okay. We got another caller, Gordy. What's up from Deer Creek? You're on the air with Wes.
Hey, Wes.
Gordy. Hey, Gordy. How you doing, buddy?
Okay. How'd your hypnosis work out?
Like crap. I'm still smoking.
Okay. Well,
thanks for bringing it up. I didn't want to talk about it, but okay.
Well, don't feel guilty. Okay. I won't belabor the point there. You're amongst good company. Speaking about Billy, it was a vacation. Was the way that Dave. And how many times? I don't know. In my past, I've had employers come up to me and say, "Hey, you've got so much vacation time on the books. You need to take vacation." When I really didn't want to. But what happened with Billy is doesn't have a self-regulating mechanism. And as time goes on, he keeps pushing the boundaries. His frequency of calling in on the show almost every day of the week, even more than one time a day, it just got to be overbearing. And I understand probably the best way to handle this was to give him a timeout on that, and then you bring him back. It's not a ban. Like, I've been banned from that station several times by MZ himself, who threatened that I would never, ever be on the air again, blah, 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 blah. And he gets over it, as time goes on, and then we're all back to what I would call normal, for KSCO. I agree with you. We do need these alternative viewpoints on things, absolutely, so that we can have a constructive dialogue. The problem is with certain people that once they get in that position of that, bully pulpit behind the microphone, they want to keep expanding their power and their influence and to become more and more of what that station really doesn't need. I agree we need controversy, and I think that what MZ is really high upon, that's why he keeps certain talk show hosts there, because that brings attention to the station. That's good for the management of KSCO.
Oops, looks like Gordy got disconnected there.
Anyway, it happens.
That's all right. Well, luckily we've got another caller here. And
okay.
This is somebody who I think is very familiar to you. Caller, okay. You're on the air.
Hey, Wes, it's Robert.
Hey, buddy, how you doing, Chief?
Man, I'm doing okay. I want to just tell you thanks, man, for hanging in for me. And during this time, we're doing the memorial service.
Uh-oh.
Rob, are you still with us?
Yeah, what happened? I think he... Are we having problems with the phone?
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. I'm just kind of in a bad area.
Yeah,
anyway,
no problem.
I've been listening to a little bit of the show, and I know your break-in story was in regards to a person that you know dear and close to your heart as far as a fellow radio host. And I agree with you on the free speech. I just want to remind you and all our listeners, we are a show that is in support of individuals that are supporting stocks. We're here to be a friendly reminder and help to those who are out there. And Wes, I agree with you. We should all have free speech. We
yeah,
should
no,
all
I
for our own rights.
And when I heard about it, I couldn't keep my mouth shut. That's why I called this show My Two Cents. And
I know.
And every once in a while, you know, I really try to keep politics out of everything on this show
exactly.
as much as I possibly can. But hey, it is what it is.
And you did what you did, and in support of your fellow worker, and so am I, and I think so many listeners are as well. And again, you and I know that we are not a political show whatsoever, but I want to remind our listeners that we support anybody who's doing right in America. This is our right and our freedom, just as we do this show. And Wes and I support you 100%. Freedom of speech is something we should do. We should never be torn down. And whatever the radio station does on their part, we leave that to them. Wes, you and I both agree with that. That's an administrative issue. But, you know, again, supporting the freedom of speech, you and I both do that. Again, to our listeners, we thank you for all of your support. And, Wes, I'm excited about Amfield and Technologies and what they've done to Roger, or Roger's done for us as far as the new the interlocking business decision that they made. I'm excited about that, 100%. So I just want to bring that focus back to that. I hope that's not out of line with what you're talking about. And I hope that we can continue on that message.
We'll see you next week, Robert, man. Appreciate you calling in.
No, I appreciate it, Wes. And, you know, I support you 100%. Just as you support us, you and I are brothers. Regardless of our color background, Wes is white, I'm black, but we
What? You're black? Right. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. That's news.
Brand new news. You're my brother from another mother.
I hear you, buddy.
And thank you, man, for allowing me to laugh on a sad day for my life, you know, but I just want to continue to just be able to do that throughout the rest of my life. That's all my sister wanted. And to success for both of us and to everyone out there that's involved in what we're listening to in our radio station, I hope we were able to meet those needs. And any question that you have or anything we can help you with, we're not experts in this field. We're not experts in this area. But we are just here to support you 100%. And, Wes, I support you and everything, your goals and all that you're doing. And I want to thank you for reaching out to everyone from Colorado. Is it Colorado? Pennsylvania?
Oh, we've had
correct?
People calling from Miami to Seattle, Colorado, everywhere.
That is so exciting, man. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the callers and everyone just having their two cents in this. The show's called My Two Cents, and I appreciate everybody giving their two cents on this. And, Wes, I love you, man, for just being able to continue this on. And thank you, and I'll be back next week, and we'll make this continue to rise. So, again, I support you. I support the individual that was
all right, brother.
Suspended for the radio show. And I can't say any more, but thank you, man. I'm here for
all right,
you.
Man. All right, we'll see you next
all
week.
Right. God
thank
bless.
You. I'll call you later.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that was fun. That was Robert. He called in. It's a tough thing to have happen when a family member leaves you. It is. But anyway, hey, Jason, we got any other calls?
Not right now.
Not right now? Well, so with Amfield this week, correct me if I'm wrong, and somebody call back in, even if it's Russ, 831-479-1080. I think we were up like 13% this week. I mean, it was something amazing. All this week, I was in class, and all I could do is look down at my phone, and every once in a while, I went, ooh, I made $2,000. Ooh, I made $3,000. Ooh, I made $4,000. So I think it was up like 13% this week, so it was a good week. going back to, God, I'm kind of at a loss. Are we almost ready for another commercial? Oh, we got 5 minutes before the show, 10 minutes before the show ends, don't we?
Yeah, should we play some music?
Yeah, let's play some music. Let's play my lucky song. Every time the Anthill stock goes up, this is my favorite song to play. This is every time the stock goes up, the song's played, it gets better. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have my time with a poor man's lady. Hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it. Got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Cracklin' Rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracklin' Rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right. Cause we got all night to set the world right. A dream that don't ask no questions. Are we back on? I'm back on right now. So the whole reason we're not on KSCO Global tonight is so I can play that song. Because we can't play any songs on the radio that has copyright if we're on YouTube. So that's the reason that we weren't there. That's my favorite. That's my good luck song. Every time I play that song, the stock goes up on Anthill Technology. So that's what I was playing all week long. Hey, do we have Russ on the line?
Yeah, we do. So
let's talk to Russ for the last couple minutes of the show.
All right, Russ, you're on here.
My second call for tonight. I hope you don't mind.
No, not at all. That's what this show's about. You're part of the Investors Hub community. That's what this show's about, is that we all get to around and talk shop. So if you want to call back 20 times, I don't care.
God, you're like a free car wash, Wes.
I know. Well, just put me away dirty. That's all I care about.
You know, I'm really interested because when I got off the phone with you and I was thinking about board games, how many people in your listening audience is now playing board games that they haven't played before, or their friends playing board games? You know, I'm really interested to find out, to see, you know, how big this whole board game thing is going. The other thing I want to say, which is more important than that, is my condolences out for Robert. That's a really hard deal to go through with the loss of a family member. You know, we just experienced that this past week ourselves. And Robert, if you're listening, my heart and sympathy and love goes out to you. So.
Yeah, you see, the thing that I know about Robert is I've been talking to him throughout the week, and I know he's wrecked inside. It was his sister, so. And
And I know his mom's not taking it real well, and from my family to theirs, all our blessings.
Wow. And Wes, I did not realize your brother was black. But
well, he's not my brother, like real brother. But yeah, he is. Yeah, two different colors, man. It's all good. It's funny. I met Robert, God, I think it was, six, 7 years ago. And the minute I met him, I really wish like hell we would have known each other when we were kids. I mean, we just kicked off right from the very first time that we met.
Right. Yeah, I have a very...
And laugh. I can't tell you how deep him... We belly laugh all the time with each other. It is really funny.
Isn't that the best thing in the world, to belly laugh?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
He can get me going so bad. That's why I wanted him on the show. That's why I wanted him to co-host. And, you know, I know that the last few shows, we haven't really kind of... There's been a lot of things that we wanted to do, and because of what's happened with me getting another job, et cetera, et cetera. Just things are just... But when we start and he goes off, God, it's funny. And when that man loses money, it is the funniest thing you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Well,
here's the thing. All right, so he's going to be doing the same thing that I'm doing. He's going to be calling in on the – he's going to be remote, too. So we're good, because he lives actually quite a way from the KSEO studios. So I've been getting him set up, and I said, go get AT&T and get UVerse, and it'll be dedicated, et cetera, et cetera. Got him a computer and all that. Excuse me. He calls AT&T, and they come out. They can't do it. They take his money. They don't give it back to him. They make an appointment for another month out. He is just furious. He called me up, and he's just going off. I mean, he's just having a just absolutely nuts. I'm like, dude. Chill, just call Comcast. I mean, it's no big deal. Just call Comcast. But he's just going crazy. And it was great. I loved every minute of it. It was, you know, he's a riot. I mean, and as time goes on, and you guys are going to really love him. His personality's great. And
you know, I just love, good friends that you just get off on each other. You just kind of, just shoot. You know what,
that's what this
play
is
off
all about.
Each other. It's fantastic.
It's about buddies coming together, and like I've said before, all the people on Investor Hub, this is where we're going to, and, you know, we're going to need to talk about other stocks besides Amphil, too, and like what other stuff are you into? I mean, what other things are you playing with?
Oh, gosh, Amazon, Boeing, a couple of penny stocks. I don't know if you want me to mention
them. We
got to
keep it on penny stocks because I got to afford it. You know, I would have loved to have bought Netflix at 47 cents.
Oh.
But
I lost a lot of money with Netflix. I really did. And I did it from an option standpoint.
Uh-huh.
But there's a few other stocks that I am doing on the penny side. Blue Water Ventures, BWVI. Uh-huh. Very, very good stock. Whalen Technology. Those are two that I've been following closely, and I think they're going to do quite well.
Hey,
now, Blue Water is a treasure hunting company.
Okay.
But I think they're onto something big. I think the last trade was around 45 cents a share. But I think it's good.
Yeah. So, have you gone to our Facebook page and liked it yet? On my two cents on the Facebook? Russ? Hello?
Yeah, hi, Jason.
Oh, yeah. So have you gone to the Facebook page and liked it? No, you haven't? Well, you need
what,
to go
you
to the...
My... Me?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were cut off.
No, not at all.
Oh.
So on my two cents, can you send me those on my Facebook page, on my two cents Facebook page? And maybe
yeah,
we'll talk
absolutely
about them next week.
Yeah, absolutely.